on the G&M Family Market phone line. Happy to welcome in assistant men's basketball coach at the University of Maine, Coach Eddie Anisha Curry. Coach, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Why in the world have we not had you on the show before? What is wrong with me?
I have no idea, but good thing you have me on now.
Oh, there's no question about it. Absolutely. Glad to have you on, and a little late here to say, but welcome back to Maine.
Thank you.
Very excited to have you a part of the program. Getting the roster together with Coach Barron and the rest of the staff, how are things shaping up?
I think they're shaping up really good. I'm really excited about, you know, the players we brought in and just, you know, the future of the program.
Yeah, what are the goals as you go forward with this team and trying to, I know, first of all, get a cohesive team, but also to generate fan interest and get some people into that cross center?
I think it's just, you know, us going in the community more. I think Coach Barron is great at, you know, surrounding and bringing the community into the program, the same as he did on the women's side. I think that's his, you know, I know that'll be things that he'll do here with the men's side. And, you know, I know for sure, you know, Coach Barron might get mad that I say for sure, but I'm pretty sure we'll be packing across center soon.
What was it that drew you most to this opportunity?
I'm just really comfortable with Coach Barron. I mean, if he would have went anywhere and asked me to be on his staff, it would have been a hard no for me to say. I'm very comfortable. We have a great working relationship, and that's hard to find in this profession. And it's a unique chemistry, and we know each other on and off the court very well, so that works well.
Well, let's talk about what you've got going on. I believe it's tomorrow that you head out on the road, and you've got some exciting work ahead of you. Can you explain what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Coach Barron, for allowing me to leave for a week. I am leaving tomorrow to assist with the NBA Assistant Coaches Program in Chicago. First program I'll be heading up and presenting to is the NBA G League Elite Mini Camp in Chicago. And then after that program ends, I'll be working with the NBA Assistant Coaches Program with the NBA Draft Combine.
Well, that's very exciting. Good stuff there.
Yeah.
You know, you made some history. I believe you're the only woman serving as a men's assistant coach at the Division I level, and that's exciting. But as Coach Barron has said and other people have said, that's not why you got hired. You got hired because you're a good basketball coach.
And I appreciate him hiring me for that.
Now, at the same time, what's going on out in Milwaukee is fascinating. Apparently, Becky Hammon will be getting an interview out there for an opportunity to maybe become the first woman to be head coach of an NBA team, and that's great. I mean, I think the real progress will be when we don't have to say anybody's the first anything, and we can just move along. But I find it interesting that there are people who will say, well, she shouldn't be an NBA coach because she never played in the NBA. Well, that would rule out a lot of people who are head coaches already.
It definitely will, because there are a lot of great coaches on every level that haven't played basketball, you know. And Becky was a phenomenal player, but she can coach. And, you know, as my quote says, if you're a damn good coach, it doesn't matter if you're on the women's side or the men's side, you can coach. And Becky has proven that. I mean, and she's, you know, everyone's behind her, and she's well-deserving of this interview, and she's well-deserving of getting the opportunity to be a head coach in the NBA.
What?
She's put in her time, and she's put in her work.
And I've got to thank you. If people look at what she's accomplished in basketball, you want your players to respect their coaches, and you'd have to respect what she has accomplished, and the same thing goes for you. You have been very successful in basketball as a player and a coach, and I would think it would make that level of respect pretty easy for people.
Yeah, I mean, everyone always says that, you know, about if a player, transition to a coach, if the respect level is different. I think it is, you know, to a certain extent. But I found it's really about the relationship that you have with the players and the knowledge that you have to be able to communicate that to them for them to grow. And once they develop that relationship with you, they really could care less if you're a man or a woman. they just want someone there to help them achieve their dreams.
No question about that. And I saw a great tweet that you retweeted, and I think I saw a couple other people retweeted earlier today from John Beck. Coaches, developing better people should be the number one commitment for any coach dealing with kids. Basketball has a very short lifespan. The development, relationships, and education last forever. Seeing players learn, grow, and become better people is what coaches should strive for. Boy, you can't say it any better than that.
No, you can't. John is awesome. I mean, I just stumbled upon his Twitter account, and I'm like, wow, this man is like the Nuggets, everyday Nuggets. That is totally true. Because, you know, the ball stops bouncing for all of us, you know. We all had to give up and turn in the shoes, and, you know, you couldn't, you no longer can go full court. You can only go half court, and then half court turns into you're a coach that can only demonstrate drills for, you know, a couple seconds before you feel like you're going to have a heart attack.
I think you can still go full court, Coach.
A little bit. I try not to hurt the kids as much anymore.
Well, Coach Eddie, it's great to have you on the program. We wish you much luck next week. Have a wonderful time. It sounds like a great opportunity and adventure for you, and we got to do this more often. Love talking with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. That's Ednesha Curry, assistant men's basketball coach at the University of Maine.